Well, as we've been telling you, The Sound is the official FM home of the Rams, and we are currently joined by Kevin Dimoff, the Executive Vice President of Football Operations and COO of the Rams. Kevin, welcome to L.A.
Thank you. It's great to be home, and it's great to be chatting on the FM home of the Rams.
Now, Kevin, one of the first things I wanted to ask, the artist mock-up of that stadium that the Rams are going to play in, for lack of a better, it's so Los Angeles. I've never seen a more beautiful stadium. What is the status of that right now?
We actually just had a long meeting yesterday. We're working on breaking ground and finishing those drawings. So the drawings you've seen aren't just renditions. They're 65% done with construction documents. The contractor is coming on board. And, you know, different than maybe some of the other renderings that have been shown in Los Angeles past years, this one, you know, is being built. But we challenged HKS, our architects, to build a stadium that was truly Los Angeles. And you're not the first person who's told me that when they look at the stadium, they say it looks like Los Angeles. And it has, you know, when you think about the Broad Museum or Disney Hall or the Getty Center, it fits in with those buildings probably more than most stadiums do.
So, Kevin, Kevin, this is Todd Donahoe. How you doing?
I'm good, Todd. How are you?
Great. Listen, I talked to Vince Ferragamo at length yesterday, and he told me that the fan reception has been wonderful. You guys had a wonderful fan fest out at the Coliseum last week. How has the reception been? How have the season tickets going? And, you know, look, it's Hollywood. Do you have the Hollywood stars and the media moguls lined up for season tickets?
Well, you know, we have the stars and the media moguls lined up, so I'm sure as long as you guys are taken care of, we've crossed that off the list. and, you know, but the reception's been unbelievable. We had 57,000 people put down a $100 deposit each with the right to buy 8 season tickets. We're about the first 2 hours into that deposit list and have sold over 60,000 season tickets. We're going to close the list most likely at 70,000 at some point in the coming few weeks. From there, we'll sell single-game tickets to the deposit holders, to fans. And, you know, we should be sold out completely for the entire season, probably some point in mid-July for a Coliseum attendance of about 80,000. And I think just Vince talked about, you know, we did the all-access event with the Rams and the L.A. Sports Entertainment Commission last Thursday, completely sold out. The energy and excitement around the team has been unparalleled. And as someone who grew up here, you know, there aren't a lot of things that galvanize Los Angeles together, but this certainly seems to be one of them.
Kevin, one more thing. What is the goal for getting into the new stadium? When do you think we can expect that?
You know, our target goal on the stadium has been 2019. I think we're working through the construction to make sure that, you know, we can meet that deadline. You know, but for us, the focus too is this is not just about a football stadium. It's a 298-acre campus in Inglewood, the largest real estate project currently entitled in Southern California. So it's about making sure the fan experience, from the retail aspect to the office, the hotels, to the theater that's planned on site, to the stadium, that it all works. And so when a fan steps on campus, they have a truly wonderful experience. So really, we're targeting to make sure that that's already. We were fortunate enough to be awarded the Super Bowl by 2021. So I think our goal is make sure the campus is ready by 2021 and try to get the stadium open around 2019.
Well, Kevin, we are so honored to be the official FM home of the Rams. Thank you for honoring us with that.
Well, you guys earned it. We're great to be partnering with The Sound and look forward to spending time with you guys over the next few years as we hopefully build a winner. And as I promised everybody, you guys will never broadcast a loss. We will only win games when you guys broadcast.